It is hot. It is bad. Hang out with these. Steady now.
What's up, people?
Yeah, what's up, people? Welcome back to another episode of
Hang Out With These,
and we're so happy to be back again.
Yeah. I found my dream now. How have we been?
You know, it's been over a week since we recorded a podcast like this. So, you'd say, how was last week and how was this week? 2 weeks. So, well, last week was not bad. It was not bad. And this week, it was fine too. What about yours?
Okay. I'm not lying for you. My week was fresh, but this week, I think I'm really tired this week. I've been doing a lot of things.
Doing what?
What must you know?
You said you've been doing a lot of things.
I want to know. Not because you know what I've been doing.
Why shouldn't I know what you've been doing?
Is it because you know?
It is now.
You asked me how was my week. I am telling you that I've been doing a lot of things.
Okay, well, I leave you to what you've been doing. Well, guys, I've been doing nothing. In case you want to employ me, I'm free.
You're employing this guy.
I'm free. So, yeah, we have today's episode well packaged. As well, we promise that today's episode is gonna be better than what we've been doing, you know. Yeah, this is episode 3, and yes, episode 4, we're gonna be having our giveaway. So just stay tuned.
Who loves giveaway?
Everybody loves giveaway. I love giveaway as well.
You see, in Nigeria, people like giveaway. I remember one time they were doing giveaway, like around 12 o'clock. Like the person that commented on the person's picture.
Yeah, the first person to comment, right?
Yeah. They're going to give the person something. Okay, 1 second. It's just like I said, only people, like only people have commented.
Nigerians love giveaways. So we actually need to explain the modality of our giveaway.
Yeah.
So I think we'll do that later in
before we
conclude today's episode. So as I've said earlier, we have today's episode well packaged for you. Stay tuned while we bring you a very juicy and hot story. That just segment, you know, that's the genge of this of this podcast. So just stay tuned while we bring you juicy people. Stories.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Home of Awufun Giveaway. Check them out on Instagram at Home of Promo.
Yeah, so we're moving straight into the gist segment of the podcast today. So what juicy story do I have first?
Janet Baker's mate admits she had a relationship with August Asina.
Well, Jada. Tasha.
What happened to Jada?
Well, sincerely, this is actually a big stuff. It's been trending on Twitter for the past how many weeks, and everybody is now using entanglement, like, you know.
Nowadays, you ask what relationship starts.
Yeah, instead of saying complicated, you just say entanglement.
Even though they ask to sing, don't tell they are singing, just tell they are entangled.
Entangled
with somebody.
You know, the actress says the relationship with Alcina happened during the period her marriage to Will Smith was in crisis. Like, should this be an excuse?
Never, this should not be an excuse. Oh, she says something like this.
Because, you know, come to think of it, they are married. They are already married. They tied the knot. So even if you decided to take a break,
was she just looking for a wait?
You know, probably she had it in mind. Sincerely, like she had it in mind. She had been nursing that affection, probably, or when, you know.
She might not be nursing that affection, but she's just looking for a way to move out of her marriage.
Oh, come on. Like,
that's just it.
Then, you know, like, they had a break, then she decided to go and, you know, and entangle with somebody else's child. Good. You know, the funniest thing is, wouldn't have heard of this story if August did not say anything about it on Twitter. You know, he came back to Twitter saying, saying he likes stuff like that. He actually exposed the story first, made us know what happened between them before she admitted. She even admitted 2 weeks after the matter spill. You know, now we solve this matter. She admitted 2 weeks after the after everything spilled on her show. Then she told her husband, well,
okay, was it her show?
Yeah, it was on her show. Oh. It was on her show. So she had to tell her husband, Will Smith, that she had an entanglement with August, you know. Will Smith's expression during that boaha is now being used as a meme, and come on. Sincerely, that entanglement matter
was so funny now. How can you say you're entanglement with somebody?
She's just using English to sugarcoat what she has done. Sincerely, that's what she did. She's just trying to use English to sugarcoat.
I don't think she understands.
Don't mind that, Jerry. She cheated. I cheated. Rather than coming to tell us you had an entanglement, like, come on. And you know, it's very funny how the guy came. The guy came into their family through their son. Jaden, he was that was when he was actually not feeling well.
So was that? Is it Jaden?
When August was not feeling well, that was when he came into their life, and they said they helped him.
I think that was our way.
Yeah, that was how everything started. That was how everything started, and the entanglement and boo-boo-boo-boo. Come on, she's cheating. Well, I wish them well. I guess they settled everything. They have things settled now.
Miss Smith said he was happy that they talked about it.
Well,
that they can settle that difference.
They talked about it, so that's the best. That's the best thing. You need to talk out different situations.
Actually, she just said that she cheated. Not even entanglement.
Right, that entanglement. Like, I guess where everybody had to change it for her was when she said she had an entanglement. She said about to say she cheated. You know, like, come on, what is entanglement? Like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Well,
even our husband said entanglement.
You know, the video was funny. Like, it was funny to me. Like, I was like, come on, this is a very very serious matter.
I don't think she knows the meaning of entanglement.
And you are taking it so cheap like this. Come on. Well, they have their matter settled and everything. So moving to the next story. Naira Marley shares photos of his new mansion in Lekki. So congrats to Naira Marley and the Malians. I hope Malians that are always rooting for Naira Marley should go and join him in the mansion.
They can
spend the night if they are stranded in Lekki.
You know that Malians, they should go and jump his feet. They should break something.
They are being now. They will show that patriotism, like patriotic Malian, you know. Malian. So congrats to him, and he posted the crib. Let's see, you know now it's slang, the crib on his IG story, and wow, that house was
So
Naira Marley just secured a new crib. Come on, when should we, maybe we would chat him up to have a house party, you know. When is your birthday?
Well,
mine is still very fast, so maybe we'll chat more to you understand. I'll probably cling on that Malian title for now. I'll cling on that Malian, you know. So if you're a Malian, I break rules now. Come on, don't bring that story. We attended the secondary school.
You think you liked your mom? That is breaking rules.
No, don't worry.
Guys, those are the people that you call Malian.
Hey God, Malian. So if you get stranded on the highland, if you get stranded in Lekki, so you can spend the night in Naira Marley's mansion. Just show him your Malian ID card.
Yeah, I think I will try that one. See, because Naira Marley moves. Because Naira Marley is a Malian.
No, well, this is just an advice. I'm not telling them to do it. This is just an advice. Like, it's just my own advice to Malians, you know. So congrats to Naira Marley, and we wish him more success and every more creeps, because he actually said he has about 5 properties in Lekki
Axis. They
are making money in music. There's money in music. There's money in music. Let's not dig deep into that part, but let's just believe there is much money in music, you know. He's a top rated music artist, you know.
I'm a musician.
I know, Wala. As long as you give us good vibe. Would. As long as you give us good vibe, as long as you are bringing, maybe you are coming to influence one new doctrine, like,
no,
you know, Naira Marley
influenced.
Naira Marley influenced that Malian kind of lifestyle to everything. So let's move to another story. BB Ninja Pepe Dem reunion show. Kim Ofra accuses Tasha of Bullying. Wait, did I pronounce her name right? Kim Oprah accuses Tasha of bullying. Well, I watched that episode and it was funny to me, and I was like,
Tasha was speechless.
I was just dumbfounded for her. Come on. You know, Kim Oprah, like, she opened a fresh can of worms that dragged Tasha's character back to probation when she revealed that Tasha bullied and intimidated her at one of their post Big Brother house events. Wow. Like, she said Tasha pulled up in a car after they had, I guess that was after they had that confrontation of that you left stuff on the show. You know, they had a confrontation where Kim Oprah said she was insecure or something. They had a confrontation on the show. So I guess that was after the show, then Tasha decided to play stones. Let me put it that way. She said, this person, Kim Oprah said she allegedly pulled up in a car and let out a Spartan worthy battle cry to gloat about our confidence at NIA new whip, you know, that ride now, showing off and stuff. And she was even accused of filming that moment. And Tasha
and she did not
film anything and stuff like that.
Tasha is proud.
No, we are not talking about pride here now, David. Don't bring in pride here. She has the right to say whatever
that she has more money than
I'm not supporting what she did, but she said she did not film anything. Calm down, let's hear what Tasha said. Tasha said she did not do anything. Were you there? About 1,000 people. I'm not supporting Tasha. Please get me right. I'm not supporting Tasha.
Yeah,
I was not. I know I like Tasha. I don't hate anybody.
I never said you hate.
I don't hate anybody. I'm not supporting Tasha. I was not there. Tasha denied the allegation.
She even said nothing happened.
She said nothing happened. I felt like probably she did not want to talk more about that stuff, and she did not know how to go about saying, oh, I don't want to talk about this stuff, stuff like that, and she just had to deny it. Well, that is it. So this came off right now to say probably she was suffering from amnesia or something. Well, all the best for Tasha and all of them, and the reunion show is over, but Kim Oprah to us our own. Let's not.
BB Nigeria 2020. Organizers announced Season 5 prize money.
Wow. Season 5 prize money.
This year we
In for the money. When I saw it and I was like, God, why did I not audition?
I auditioned, but I said it because of this, our podcast.
Oh,
audition.
You are supposed to be in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You see me there on Sunday.
No wala. We are here rooting for you, right? We are all rooting for you, I'm sure. I'm very sure everybody listening to the podcast is rooting for you. Yes. So, Multi Choice Nigeria organized, they are actually the organizers of BB Nigeria. They announced that this season's winner will walk away with how much? 85 million naira. I made a mistake. It's 5 million naira worth of prizes. Like, you know, it's 5 million naira. And they even released the breakdown of the grand prize.
Dubai trip for two. Two bedroom apartments.
Okay. 30 million naira cash. Okay.
Champions League final trip. 1 year supply of Pepsi and branded chiller.
Oppo Reno smartphone. Then Innocent G40. Car
trip to Dublin.
Wow. Then TV and premium fridge
plus plenty other prizes.
Total enjoyment.
I said I went. No, I'm not saying I have a phone.
David, there's something I understand about you.
What do you understand?
Confusion. Did you get into the house or you?
No, I went for the audition.
Okay.
And they picked me.
Okay.
So I told them I want to come for
they
this
picked
house.
You as ninja, right?
So you,
or as a cleaner. What did they pick you for?
Are you worried?
What did they pick you for? Tell me now.
Housemates.
Yeah. What kind of housemates?
Don't ask me.
Okay. No worries. We'll see. We'll see on Sunday.
Yes, we'll see. They actually good for me.
If Big Brother Nigeria also said that did not make it into the house, maybe you'll be doing your house in the house, in your own house, in your daddy's house. So that's actually the prize. That's actually the prize money for this year's show. And they have also said that there will be no live audience of the at the Sunday eviction show, and that's actually due to the COVID-19 and everything. So they would actually not even be visitors, like all of this celeb that they used to allow to visit the housemate in the house. So
yeah, that
there won't be any.
So far I'm collecting my money because I know I'm the winner.
Richard, why are you personalizing? Because I know did I'm you make it into the house?
Yes.
Okay, no wahala.
So, wait, you'll be surprised when you see me there.
And the yeah, season is not the season is not themed. I don't know why, but probably on Sunday on the premiere, which is gonna premiere on the 19th. That's this Sunday.
So I know the team for this year. Keep quiet. This year's team is money.
Which money? Have you survived COVID-19? Oh God! So we hope to start watching Big Brother Nigeria, and like sincerely, I can't just meet. I can't just wait to meet the housemate. Yeah, like you know, would have better things to watch on the TV, and that's it, yeah. So all that made it to the house, congrats!
Yeah, like, plus me.
Are you plus you, Bawo?
Yeah, made it.
Let's move to the another story. So, Don Jazzy and Ebuka announced as Betway BB Niger ambassadors. Hey,
so this guy should be adding to their money.
New endorsement.
You will reach there.
Okay, no wala.
I will get there. You should be adding to their money.
Let's just keep
another
hustling.
Endorsement.
Let's keep grinding. Ha. Come and endorse us. Please. Endorse. Please, as in. So, the Mavin's boss, that's Don Jazzy, and media personality Ebuka Obi Uchendu, the host of BB Niger, has been signed as an ambassador for Betway as BB Niger is set to premiere. And you know, Betway is actually the lead sponsor of the fifth season of BB Niger reality TV show. So, boom, they've got new funding into the Haza. Oluwa, waiting to happen.
These guys are making money.
Good. So congrats to them. We really wish them success, and we wish them more endorsements to come their way.
They should endorse us.
They should endorse us as well. Like, we're not bad as well. So we need endorsement. So the last story for today. Do you think I pick money from the floor? Tony Abraham slams those always begging out for money. Well, this is a very, very serious issue, and I think we need to address that. We really need to address that. All of you that are always going into celebrities' DM to beg for money, please,
everybody
calm down. Like, calm down. Everybody they manage, not even in this COVID period of time, where they've not even had time to shoot video or to even make money. And let everybody just calm down. I'm so sorry that this is all we can take. We've spent a lot of time on this gist segment. We have to rush into other segments. So stay tuned. Yeah, so welcome back. It's game time, man. I'm I'm laughing because I'm ready to beat David's head to the ground. Like
I don't understand
beat you now. It's a very competitive game. It's a competitive game, and it's actually our first competitive game.
You can never defeat me.
Wait, let me explain. The game is actually a song challenge. We've listed our respective words. So whichever word I say, whichever word David says, he would have to sing a song that has that word, and we have to do that in just 10 seconds. I hope you understand.
I don't understand.
Why don't you understand?
Yourself. can you repeat what you're saying?
I'm not repeating anything.
Can you just repeat what you're saying now?
I'm not repeating anything. When we start the game, you will understand. So we're starting with David. What's your first word?
My first word is Beatles.
Beatles. What kind of Beatles?
Guy, I say my first word is, you don't have some.
Spell it now. You need to make me understand.
B-E-A-T-L-E-X.
Okay.
That's 9 seconds.
Wait now.
7 seconds.
Beatles are falling.
5 seconds.
I'm singing already.
4 seconds.
Beatles are falling now. Don't you know this song?
Which song?
Beatles are falling.
Oh, just for shower.
Bruno Mars.
Beatles are falling.
I'm serious. Because I'm laughing. I'm serious. Beatles are falling now.
Before Bruno Mars song.
I'm not forging any song.
Before the old song. When did Bruno Mars sang song like
it's
that?
It's a new, like he released it yesterday. Like he probably you spoke.
I'm serious now. Beaches are falling. Go and check. That was why I asked.
We've lost this point.
Okay, my own word is embrace.
Chai.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay,
I knew. Oh, wait. Before, which song has that Beatles?
Yeah, it's Rescream on Black Beatles.
Sing it.
Black Beatles in the city, be back me.
Okay.
Yeah, who sang this song? Embrace.
Embrace. I know there's actually this song that has Embrace.
Which song? Who sang the song? Tell me who sang the song.
Wait, I actually can't remember, but I know there's
you
one
see,
song.
You see, I did that point. You didn't know the song.
No, I know now.
That is 5 points for me.
It's not 5 points.
That is 5 points.
You did not get this. You did not sing any song.
At least I knew this. The person that sang my
song.
No,
I'm trying to remember. Seriously, there's this song.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Before we came here, I actually knew the song. Maybe before. There's no point for you.
You failed already.
I did not feel anything.
Yeah, that you failed. That's plus two for me.
No, which plus two?
Five.
Wait. Let's not conclude. Let's not conclude anything. We did not conclude anything. Yeah, we stopped cheating. We are still on 0-0. I didn't even add one mark.
You didn't follow the person that sang the song.
No, now it is not a song. It is not a song.
It's what?
Embrace is my word. Give me a song that has embrace. And there is actually one
which
song.
Which song? Tell me this song.
I'm trying to think about it. It's actually a gospel song. I forgot. I don't know why I forgot now.
I sang and I formed it.
No, I'm not even forming now.
I shall have sang anything.
No,
I say God embrace me.
Which God embrace me? You don't even know that it's a gospel song. Okay.
Congratulations. Never say congratulations. I say congratulations.
Okay. I know this song. There's this song.
Congratulations.
Four seconds. I'm singing. That is Shoki. I'm serious. And celebration in our nation. I'm serious. I'm very serious. That is Shoki.
Yeah, sure.
Very, very sure.
Yeah,
congratulations. And jubilation. With celebration in our nation. I'm serious, you can check it online. Congratulations. That song has congratulations. That is Shuki, I can remember. David, give me my point. Give me my point.
2 points.
Give me my point. David is jealous.
Yeah,
okay. I prepared for you now.
Give me
Falling.
Falling.
Yes.
Come through. This guy was
two. One, two, three, four,
Jesus.
Five,
Falling.
Six. Seven.
I'm free.
Eight. Nine.
Banana for me.
Ten. I said falling, not fall. I said falling. Should I help you? I know you can't get this one. Falling. Holy God. That one is normal. For I can't help falling in love with you. Oh God, Davido. Okay, let me hear. What do you have? I'm still reading the game.
Skateboard. Yeah.
Which one is skateboard
now? Yeah, skateboard. Which thing?
I said a word.
Yeah, it's skateboard. Skateboard.
No, skateboard is a word. Boy.
Yeah, it's a word now.
Okay.
Ting.
Skateboard is.
5 seconds.
Skateboard. 2 seconds. I'm singing already. Skateboard. Come give me a skateboard.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
This song is coming.
Rihanna now.
Rihanna. No problem.
I even featured. I was in the music video.
0 point.
I was in the music video. David.
0 point.
Okay. Let me just leave that.
0 point.
Next one is passion.
God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm a born
7,
champion.
8, 9, 10.
That's all.
Passion. Woman of faith. Oh, that passion. Na 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 na.
So I'm not really saying points.
Next word.
Swan.
Huh?
Swan.
Huh?
Swan.
What is swang?
I'm prepared for you.
What is swang?
Okay, I'm prepared for you.
What is swank?
Swank.
Hey, come on. What is swank?
I've said my own. Swank.
Spell it.
I don't have to spell it. Swank. Swing. Swank.
Swank. Okay. It's swank. Sorry.
See?
Wait now. Wait.
Swank.
Swank. I know there's actually this song.
There is song.
I'm just trying to remember the beginning that would lead to that swank. Okay.
4 seconds. 3 seconds.
And I swung into your love. And you
swung into love. Swank. Swank
into love. I'm serious. It's actually a song.
Which song?
You're not listening. You don't listen to Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
Yes.
Which song? Swung into in love.
No, what the title is love. What the title is love, but that part is I swung into your love.
Into love. You swung in. Continue.
Well, I'm still leading, so.
0 points.
Still leading. Okay, let me give you this. Sympathy. Sympathy.
Okay, let me just give you all this strategy. Song.
Which strategy? When you say brought swung, you call. Sympathy. Sympathy.
Papa God, have sympathy.
The beginning was even hard, so forget it. Forget it. You have.
Is it a song?
Nah.
Then
forget it. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay, another song. Another word. Another word. I'm waiting.
Dead.
Dead.
5 seconds.
Wait, which five now? David. Dead.
2 seconds.
There's actually this song.
Wait, 2.5 seconds.
No, David, stop lying.
1 second.
Dead. Wait, time has not gone. Come on.
1 second.
This should be 5 seconds now.
1 second.
David, come on. Dead. Dead. Wait, no, wait dead now. What? I'm singing already. I'm dead. Now. I'm dead. Because it struck me. I'm thinking.
Let us instruct you.
David, why are you doing like this now?
Dying
why are you doing like this? I'm dead because that's it struck fast. Me. You don't know the song. I sang. I have one. You don't know the song.
You have only 2 points.
Okay, let me give you this one.
I have 7 points.
Which 7 points? Where did you see 7 points?
I have 7 points.
Wait, how many mark per?
I forgot when I sang Embrace.
Which you did not sing any Embrace. You did not sing any Embrace. We're not singing
anymore. I have 7 points.
I'm the only one with a score here, and that's true because I sang.
I have 7 points.
I sang one song for you. So, another one, symphony.
How come your voice at this one? Symphony.
Symphony, maybe. Sing.
Sing for me.
Symphony. Symphony.
What I mean is sing for me.
Clear your ears now. Symphony. S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-Y.
Sing for me.
Nine.
Wait, what is this? Sing for me.
Symphony, symphony, symphony.
Sing for me.
Symphony.
Sim is not
there. You are wasting your time.
You say sim is not there.
7. 8.
Okay,
symphony. 9. Forget it. I've been hearing symphonies.
What?
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I know this song, man.
Okay, so thank you.
That's 2 points for me.
Which 2 points for you? I sang the song. Come on, oh yeah.
I don't
last
know
how word.
This starts.
I wish you don't know. I'm the only one with a. I'm the only one with a score here.
I have 9 points now.
No, which 9 points?
I love you, my baby. You sing it.
Which one? That's you have not given me any word.
That's the word. That's my own long word.
No, which one is long word? David.
Guy, okay, mine. Sing this song. Mine.
Hey, you already sang it. I love my baby.
That's
okay, mine. M-Y, right?
M-U.
Okay. Take my hands. Take my whole life.
Who sang the song?
It's the same song now. Can't help falling in love. They have a love.
Who sang the song?
Elvis Presley did his own. Andre Bocelli did. You don't listen to guy. You don't listen to kind of song I listen to. Wise man say only fools rushing. Can't help falling in love. It's a lie, David. I won the game. I won the game. Everybody knows I won the game.
Why not you?
I won the game.
Why not? I said other words for you.
Which one?
I said other words.
Which one?
I asked Bina.
Okay, let me give you the last one. Let me give you the last one. Whisper. Oh, yeah, sing.
I've whispered already.
Two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
I'm singing now.
9, 10. That's all. Give me your last word. I know you can't get whisper. You get whisper. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. Dun, dun, dun. Let it be. So give me your last word. We're about to end the game because I won already. So let me just justify everything. Oh, yeah, your last word.
Book.
Book.
Yeah.
Book, 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 book. Book. David. Okay, I'll get it. Read your book and pray every day.
Yes, read your book. You see, this boy is not attending Sunday school. Yes, read your book.
Come on, Bible is a book. Come on. Book. Read your book and pray every day. Pray every day.
So you read your book and if the book. Don't worry, don't worry.
I sang something. I won.
You have 0 points. I have 9 points.
Which 9 points? David, you are no joke. You are no joke. Oh, well, that's all we can go for the game segment. So let's bring you more.
Ojoro boy.
Wish Ojoro. Let's bring you more entertainment.
Ojoro boy, you.
David, will you allow me to talk? Let's bring you more entertainment in our podcast. So just stay tuned. We love you.
Abula, abula,
Biba,
abula, abula,
it's KLP vibes.
Zlatan.
You
see, I'm killing them, yeah. Because I swear God, the fight for killing them back. Rah, 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 we go to win them like that. Oh, God, boss, I'm gonna know, be a belly jack. Jamma!
You are still hanging out with this, and this is the music review segment. In this segment, we're going to tell you our two most repeated
songs in our playlist. Yeah, so let's move so fast into it. On my own list, I have Fight Song by Rachel Platten. This is my fight song. It's actually a song of encouragement, and everybody really needs to listen to this song to keep fighting hard, especially in this period that we are. And you know, it's just a motivational song, and it's a song that hits so hard. What about you, David? What's the first on your list?
First song on my playlist is Promises. Mm. It's a gospel music.
Oh, okay, yeah. David brought gospel into the scene. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kind of good. Okay. By who? The song is by who?
Naomi Rain, featuring Joey Barnes.
Well, I've actually been seeing the song on YouTube. By I was unable to download it, but it's actually very interesting.
It's a very good
song. I've listened to it. So second on my list is actually it's quite like a gospel song. I don't know what category it is, but it's actually a song that preaches love. It is titled "Love Is Not a Fight" by Buffett Warren or Warren Buffett, whichever one you'd like to take. just check it out online. Warren Buffett's "Love Is Not a Fight" is a song that preaches what we need at this period. Love is not a fight; it is worth fighting for instead. That's actually what the lyrics of the song says. So, what's second on the list?
Alien. Yeah. By Rema.
As in, yeah, Ghost Rema into the
song.
Come on. After you did, you know now, how can you be putting your Chioma Jesus on? How can you be putting Chioma Jesus on Rihanna? Come on. Rema's Alien. Well, you guys should just check those four songs out. Fight Song by Rachel Platten, Love Is Not a Fight by Warren Buffett, and
Promises by Naomi Rain featuring Joey Barnes, and Alien by Rema.
By your boy Rema. Alright, so guys, we'll be moving to the next segment of the podcast, which is the fun facts. We're bringing you
fun facts.
So stay tuned. You're still hanging out with these, and here are four fun facts you need to know. that introduction was quite dramatic, right? Okay, so do you know that your liver can regrow itself in 3 weeks? So that means when you have a liver damage, it can actually regrow itself in 3 weeks, right? Like, in case you cut the liver, put your hand inside your mouth and cut the liver. So it's going to regrow in 3 weeks.
Do you know the tooth is the only part of the body, human body, that cannot repair itself?
Wow. I think I actually know that because one of my teeth is actually broken and it's just remained that way, it not even grow again. Yeah. So do you know that an owl can sit crossed leg? An owl. You guys know an owl now. I mostly call owl. It's pronounced owl. Yeah. So it can sit crossed leg, just like humans. Wow. So the last fact for today.
Do you know the longest wedding veil was same length as 63.5 football feet?
Come on, imagine that. Like,
what is all this saying?
As in, which Abby now, which is what that's ready for? The longest wedding veil.
Who can hold it?
As in, 63.5 football feet. Well, it is well.
You know how many people that would ask
me? I hope the marriage lasted that long.
I swear.
Alright, so that's all we can take on facts. Then we're coming back with the scenario for the week. Stay tuned. So what scenario is the worst you've been in? Well, here is one in our scenario time. So you went for an interview. You need the job so daily. And during the interview process, you got asked this question: can you lie to protect the interest or image of this organization? What will be your answer?
My answer would be, to me, if they ask me kind of question in an interview, I would tell you based on what. What do you guys want to lie on? Because I can't just say yes, I want to lie on something.
Okay.
Or rather, based on what?
Okay.
So if you, to me,
but you know, the interviewer is actually trying to get something from you. They are not expecting a yes or a no. They said, can you like to protect the interest or image of this organization? Well, me, I actually won't say yes and I won't say no. They're actually playing on my intelligence, I think.
Ah, they play on my intelligence.
And now it's an interview, so I'll just tell them, well, whichever situation that would be so demanding of like whichever situation that relates to this company that would be so demanding or that would be so demanding or that would be against my moral value or my values in general, I would apply wisdom. I've given them answer, but and I've not said know, yes. I've not said no.
Wait, this is that you don't know what they want you to lie on.
Yeah, you understand. No, not even that. You don't even know what they want you to lie on.
What if they say they kiss somebody now?
Calm down.
I not say you should lie.
I'm not going to kill now.
It's possible.
You know, well, they are just, I feel like they're just testing.
They bankrupt a customer and they want you to lie.
It's actually a very, very serious something. See, it's just that you are still at that.
You are still at that
interview point. So they need something like, it's a very serious stuff. If you tell them yes, then you will make them doubt you. They won't be able to trust you because they'll feel like for you to even easily lie for the company. Like they'll feel like you are not someone they should trust. Then if you say no, they'll feel like you might not be able to own up to some situation. You won't be able to protect the company interest, and so it's actually a technical answer.
Depends on what they want me to lie on. So they can't just say I should lie because of their own interest. So my own interest.
You know, it's a question. You are not even in the situation yet. They just want you to answer this question. That's the worst thing. Can you lie to protect the interest or image of this organization? You said no.
If I don't know what you want me to learn,
you can't. It's still a question. Can you lie? It might be something good. It might be something bad.
No.
Me, I would say I would apply wisdom. I told you it's a tricky question. They want to know what you do. Whether you'd say yes, whether you'd lie for them.
Tricky about that question to me.
It's tricky, David. It's a very technical question. It's a very technical one, and it's actually you are on a hot seat. Serious, hot, burning seat. Like I'll first have a big sigh. I'll be like, this question, because I'm sure they don't want to get a yes. Neither did they want a no from you. They just want a sentence. That's the answer. But as for me, it does depend. But I won't tell them that it depends on the situation. I just tell them that I'll apply wisdom to decision making.
Apply wisdom.
Yes, now I'll apply wisdom. It doesn't mean I'll lie. It doesn't mean I'll not lie. So I'll just tell them I'll apply wisdom, and I'll be like,
to me, it depends next on what question. They want you to lie on.
They are not going to tell you what they want you to lie on because you actually don't even know what you need to lie on until you start working, and they won't even write that. Okay, this is what you rely on for our company and stuff like that. So the question is, can you lie to protect the interest or image of this organization? So you, as a listener, you that are listening, what do you think you would do at that moment? what do you think you would say? It's hard, right? Well, that's actually one of the worst scenario that we bring to you. So stay tuned while we tell you what we have for our spotlight. Spotlights. Stay tuned, guys. You're still hanging out with Deez, and we're on the spotlight segment. And on the spotlight today, we have what? A movie. Yeah. So what's the title of the movie?
The title of the movie is The Old Guard.
Yeah, The Old Guard. It's actually a Netflix original. So it's already available on Netflix. It was released last week. So check out The Old Guard. It's a very, very interesting action movie. We want you to go check it out, sincerely. That's why we won't be spilling out much. Like, we won't be spilling out a lot of infos about the movie. We're just going to tell you that it is an action movie and it features a lot of movie stars that you actually want to see on your TV screen. So check out The Old Guard on Netflix or download it wherever you
use. You can also download it on other sites.
It's also available on other sites as well. So check out The Old Guard. It's a very, very interesting action movie. Like oh god, why can't I make that gun sound very well? That gun sound and everything you want is actually filmed.
No, let them shoot you. They will know.
Shoot me. So it's actually a movie you would like. It's an action movie and it features every music. Movie stars that you'd like to see on your TV screen. So go check out The Old Guard and trust me, it is something to look forward to. So check out The Old Guard because that's what we brought for you on the spotlight today.
Yeah, guys, so this is where we'll wrap up the show today, and it was actually a nice time with you guys. It was nice. I'm even sure David can tell. Yeah, it's nice time spending with you guys. It's nice hanging out with you, and we are very appreciative of you listening to us. And you know, as we used to say, that you are our number one fan. You that is listening currently, you are our number one fan, and we really do appreciate you. So engage with us on our social media. Follow me on Instagram. My handle is at @day_veed17, David17, @day_veed17. So follow me on Instagram, check me out on Instagram, do everything you need to do on Instagram. And David as well is also on Instagram. What's your handle?
Where I say David, where I say spelled UGBEREX, then David is spelled DAV.
Yeah, where I say that. So check us out on Instagram. And before we go, we have something nice for you. We have a nugget.
Yeah, we have something for you to take home for the weekend.
So okay, let's hear it.
So today, nugget of the day is: be consistent and be open to change when the view needs a different picture.
Yeah, so that is what we have for you. Be consistent. Some of you should be consistent in whatever you do. Are you learning Are you learning anything? Just be consistent. Are you actually into one trade or into one sport or into anything? So just be consistent.
You have to keep practicing.
Until you get perfect. So don't forget that you can actually put out your business. You can also put your business to a wide range of podcast lovers and podcast listeners on our podcast as well. So send us a DM on our Instagram handle and talk to us. And remember that promoting your business here is actually at a very, very affordable price. And we are saying thank you to our main sponsor, which is Home of Promo and Awoof. We hope that you check them out. If you're not following Home of Promo and Awoof on Instagram, please, what are you doing on Instagram? What are you doing on Instagram? Go and check them out, Joe. It is, the handle is at Home of Promo. Home_of_promo. Simple. And you're here not even following Home of Promo. And you won't give away. So check out their page. They actually post different deals, giveaways, cheap. You want to buy cheap things and other stuff, and you're not following them.
Also, business strategy.
Yeah, you know, different stuff. It's actually a page that you need to follow. So go check them out, and they are actually the main sponsor of our podcast. Without them, we are not here.
Yeah.
So check them out and keep hanging out with G. And don't forget as well, next episode is actually going to feature
a giveaway.
And it's actually been sponsored by Home of Promo, and actually a Richard Venture business as well. It's Christop Ventures, so they'll be sponsoring airtime giveaway, as well as Slayful Polish. Check Slayful Polish out on Instagram. So they'll be sponsoring our giveaway. So the giveaway is quite strategic. We'll be calling airtime on the fourth episode, in different segment of our fourth episode. So you have to listen. You have to be the first
fastest finger. I know that you guys are not carry lads. I know.
Worry people there.
People like giveaway, I swear.
So you guys should just be on the lookout on our fourth episode. So make sure you are the first person to listen, because it's actually going to work for the first set of people to listen.
It's going to be on our network.
Yeah, it's going to be on our network. So check out, stay tuned, and wait for the fourth episode. So, boom, we're going to blow your mind. So, this is where we have to say our goodbye. Follow every of our sponsors, please. Follow our sponsors on Instagram and engage with them, because without them, they will not be able to sponsor giveaway. You know, as you know, I like giveaway. So follow them, check them out, so that more giveaway would come in. And don't forget to bring in your adverts to us, so we'll help you promote your business on our podcast. So we're saying bye-bye.
We love you.
Yeah, we really do love you.
Stay strong and stay blessed.
Yeah, stay strong, stay blessed, stay whatever. Enjoy what you keep doing. Enjoy clubbing, enjoy reading, enjoy whatever.
Don't go to club.
For those that used to club,
you
should enjoy
club
clubbing
before they arrest you.
Enjoy clubbing, enjoy reading, enjoy doing whatever you have to do. So
you can come to my house if you want to go to a party.
Nice
parties.
All right, enjoy yourself, enjoy your week. We're saying bye bye, au revoir.
Bye.
We love you.
Don't forget to check out episode 4. Is gonna be big. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be big. David, why are you looking at me like this?